Welcome to the new. Every experience with God's Word promises to be refreshing and transformational. Receive today's message with high expectations as it brings power, light, and a fresh anointing to your life.
Amen, 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 amen. Welcome, welcome again to day 5 of Wild Wings of Testimony. Oh my goodness, God, we are so grateful to the Lord for the past 4 days and the mighty hand and his mighty works. The Lord is indeed mighty amongst us, and God is doing such a mighty, terrible work in our midst. And I'm just so grateful to God for the testimonies, for the changed lives, and the other mighty things that we've not even seen or heard yet. And so I want to welcome you this morning to the Wild Wings of Testimony. Today promises yet to be another powerful time in God's Word and prayer. This Word is going to transform us, it's going to change us, and it's going to make us, to become everything that God has planned for us to become. So welcome to the Wild Wings of Testimonies today. Like our custom is in the church, we always want to invite people, okay? We don't want to be Oliver Twist, that we only just want to get blessed by the Word alone without inviting other people. So at this point, I want to encourage you to share the link of the service today to someone. I encourage them to join in. You have that friend at work, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your mom, your dad, a member of the church that you know, our friends and partners. We welcome you as well to the Wild Wind of Testimonies. It's very interesting how I've seen a lot of people join these prayers. Many of which are not even members of the new, and some of them are members of the new, and our partners and everybody, we want to thank you for joining in. And God is doing a mighty many works through our lives, and this can only just get better from here on. So please share the link. You have the link button right there on YouTube. You can go right and just click on the link and share the link. Don't also forget to like the page, and at the same time drop a comment so that the algorithm, like the tech people say and the media people say, makes, you know, YouTube, you know, encourage more people to watch this prayer session. So if you've done that, let's get right into it. I would always ask you to put on the comment section, I'm ready to pray, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Put some fire emoji there, put some hallelujah, put some glory to God. Someone declare it in the comment section, say, my testimony is now. Oh, declare that prophetically, my testimony is now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wow, I felt an anointing just saying that. My goodness, God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Declare it one more time, my testimony is now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's someone under the sound of my voice. Yesterday you were praying in the evening, afternoon. And while you were praying, you got to a point you started to cry. And the Lord says to tell you that he has heard your cry. And he sent you a word, a prophetic word. In fact, I can describe to you the situation of what happened. It was almost, you were on your bed, kneeling down, and you were praying and you were crying towards the evening time. And the Lord showed me in an open vision that thing. And the Lord said to tell you that the very reason why you were crying, he says, is going to give you mega. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He says, it's going to give you mega. He says, in the next 2 years, please believe this words that I'm saying to you. He says that you are going to become a figure in this nation that many people would wonder if you did something else and it was not Christ. That means it's going to be so mind-blowing that you yourself, you would have to retrace yourself. You would have to go back to ask people, please remind me of me. If you are that person, the Lord has heard your cry and the Lord has given you a change of story. Glory to God. Just one other few prophetic words the Lord gave to me while I was praying, and I just want to share that. The Lord said that there are people under the sound of my voice. You've been in this season of waiting. It's almost as though God told you not to do anything, but just to wait on him and pray for him. Pray with him, pardon me. The Lord says to tell you this, that he's giving you recompense, a reward for your obedience. This year, you've not really done so much of your own self. You've dedicated yourself to service, in worship, in praying, and in serving. And the Lord said he has seen that you can obey and you are obeying. He says you're going to now begin to enjoy the blessing of obedience. Believe this prophet words that he has said to you. He says in the next one day, you begin to see how some loops will be opened up for you. He says loops will be opened up for you, and there will be what we call the divine coincidences, chain reactions of coincidences that will begin to happen in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's somebody on the sound of my voice. You have a business in Nigeria, and the Lord has been putting three nations in your heart. One person on the sound of my voice, there's London, there is Paris, and also there is Canada in your spirit. The Lord says that you should be bold and rise and go and do the things He's asked you to do. You're looking at the money, but not money. It's not money that you need. You've already all that you need, which is His word. He says, take that word and start baby steps, and you begin to see the things that God can do with the obedient children of His. Glory to God. Oh my goodness, there's a gush of prophecy riding through my spirit right now. There's somebody else under the sound of my voice. The Lord says that He's seen your consistency. Oh, Larabaluze Velikapaya. He's seen your consistency in serving another man. He says He's seen your consistency. He says now is the time for the light of God to rest strongly upon you, to highlight and spotlight you, that your consistency is not in vain. Believe this prophetic word. He said the clock has gone around 7 times. I don't know if this makes sense to you, but that's what I hear, and that's what I'm just saying. He said the clock has gone around 7 times, and this is the 7th time, and now the circle has been completed. He says because of the fact that the circle has been completed, he says you have entered into a season of much harvest. Harvesting whereby you would have to ask other people to come and join you in harvesting. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's somebody else under the sound of my voice. You sowed a seed recently, and it was a sacrificial seed. In fact, at the time you were sowing that seed, you were thinking to yourself, am I out of my mind? In fact, you almost thought to yourself, shall I recall back that seed? The Lord says that you are going to have an harvest of 100 years in 1 year. Please believe these things I'm saying to you. He says you're going to have a harvest of 100 years in 1 good year in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody just rejoice over that prophecy. Rejoice over it because your word is coming to you. There's a family under the sound of my voice who your father has a property and he's been in the courts case for a while, and your mom as well, a court case for a while. The Lord says He's going to restore that property back to you, and that case will be won by your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we just want to thank You. We just want to give You praise. We want to give You glory. Thank You, Father. Those who don't have jobs are getting jobs. Those who are believing for contracts are getting contracts in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, which is a Good Friday, is wild winds of testimonies. Somebody under the sound of my voice, the Lord just said to me that before 9 p.m. today, you're going to have a good news that will make your heart excited. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Someone just lift up your hands and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Just thank Him. Oh, thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. That brother, that sister that has been a deep concern prayer point for your family, I see God's hand. I just saw a vision now. Oh, thank You, Jesus, of the Lord cutting the air of your brother and a new air growing back. Now, that is spiritually significant to something, that the old in his life is done with and a new thing is going to come out in his life. It's been a troublesome one for the family, but the Lord said that there would be changes you begin to see by yourself. You're not going to have to need to pray about it anymore. You begin to see some changes. He's going to start asking you want to come to church with you. You're going to begin to see some changes. The Lord says He's a mighty evangelist, that He's made Him a mighty evangelist. And that is going to be His story in the name of Jesus. I just saw another vision right now. Wow, this is not what I wanted to do. I believe God is just rushing me with prophecies for people. I saw wedding rings, a lot of it, a lot of it. One of you under the sound of my voice, don't give up. Don't cancel yourself. The Lord says it's still going to happen this year. You've seen it in a vision. God has told you that this year, 2024, is going to happen. The Lord says don't cancel yourself out. He says it's still going to happen. Just rejoice in the Lord's those prophetic word. In the name of Jesus, business owners, oh Maradila Basusa, wealth and riches are coming to your house. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen and amen. The Lord has given me a prophetic instruction this morning for us to make a prophetic declaration together. And I have a prophetic confession that I make almost every single day. I've shared this with you before, but the Lord says we should document it together. So I'm going to be making some prophetic declaration, prophetic confession, and you're going to be confessing it with me. I know you're probably at home right now, but I want you to declare those words from your spirit to your mouth and believe it in your heart. Are you ready to make this prophetic declaration? This is what we're going to just do today at the Wild Wind of Testimony. And after you are done making this prophetic declaration, you are going to rejoice. Anyone that hits you like a tornado, put it in the comment section. Glory to God. So let's make this prophetic declaration together. And I want you to say with all your spirit and all your might, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for your love towards me. I thank you for your compassion, mercy, and faithfulness towards me. I thank you because of your unconditional love towards me. I thank you because you love me, regardless of my iniquities, my sins, and my trespasses. I thank you because you are love, and I'm loved by you. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask that your mighty hand rest upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I'm blessed, and the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow is upon me. The blessing is in me, on me, and round about me. The blessing is activated in my going out and in my coming in and in all that I'm about. Hence, the blessing causes me to prosper. I have a covenant with God. Therefore, the blessing brings protections to me and all that concerns me. The blessing opens my ears to hear and my eyes to see. The blessing causes me to be fruitful in all that I do. The blessing causes me to move forward and faster in all my dealings. The blessing restores to me all that I've lost in the name of Jesus. The word of God says that I've been blessed with the blessing of Abraham. Therefore, the blessing that causes wealth to be produced is on me. I therefore attract supernatural wealth. Money cometh to me from all sides. New rivers, new openings of financial increase is on me. My capacity to produce wealth is enlarged. The blessing is in me, on me, and I begin to produce wealth. I'm a wealth producer, and I have results to show for it. Thank you, Father, for supernatural restoration through the blessing. Thank you, Father, for I call forth a hundredfold return on all my seed. I declare that anything or everything that I've once lost is restored to me now through the force of the blessing. I declare that my lost time, lost destiny enhancing relationships, lost finances, lost opportunities, lost purpose, lost visions are restored back to me now. I declare supernatural recovery and compensation. I declare speed of on time and divine acceleration. I declare that my money lost is restored now in the name of Jesus. I decree that there shall be no depletion and leakages in my life. I rebuke every harassment of the devil over my life. Henceforth, I'm fruitful and I multiply. I speak over every property of mine, over every goods. I declare that the devil is rebuked. Hence, no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling place. All that I have is preserved, and all that I need is met. I declare in the name of Jesus that my resources shall not be used to fix problems because I'm a blessed man. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I'm a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruits in due season. My leaves will not wither, and whatsoever I lay my hands upon shall prosper. I declare that all my heart desires are met supernaturally and hastily. Thank you, Father, for the eyes of my understanding have been enlightened. I decree that from now on, I walk in God's divine purpose and destiny for me. I call forth helpers of destiny to come and assist my walk. I decree that the vision is clearer to me. I receive supernatural strength to run the race, and I produce outstanding results that pleases the Lord. I declare that I become all that God has called me to be. I declare increased grace and increase in the anointing. Thank you, Lord, for the covenant that I have with you. By this covenant, my life produces results that becomes a wonder to my generation. and by this covenant I am preserved. The hand of God is upon me. The heavens are opened over all that concerns me. The angels of God are on guard for me. I am protected and shielded. Angels, go forth and bring to me all that belongs to me. I am blessed. I prosper. Declare this very powerfully. Declare it and say after me, my ground is blessed. My hands are blessed. My head is blessed. And by the blessing, I live a long satisfied life. In the blessing, all things are working together for my good. The dews of heaven is on me and I prosper. I'm a city set on a hill. I cannot be hidden. I'm the light of the world. God is opening up ways for me where there seems to be no way. Because I obey his voice, I hear the voice of the good shepherd and the voice of the stranger I do not follow. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak concerning my finances. Be blessed. I declare in the name of Jesus, I speak concerning my future. Be blessed. Bring forth fruits in speed and in season. The blessing is on me. And through me, millions of people will come to know the Lord. My voice cannot be hindered. I will rule and lead in my generation. I decree and declare that I'm passionate about the gospel. I declare and declare that my finances, my passion, my vision is in the direction of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that my voice is amplified. I receive divine instructions that will take me to my next level. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for a new season. A season of joy and harvest, a season of fat and plenty. Thank you, Father, for I am fat and flourishing. I'm a tree planted by the rivers of water, and I flourish. It's my time to shine. It's my turn. It's my turn. Declare it. It's my time, and it's my turn. Declare this with me in the name of Jesus. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is any man that hangeth on a tree. I declare that the blessing of the Lord is upon me. The Bible says, the young lions suffer lack and hunger, but those who wait upon the Lord shall not lack any good thing. In the name of Jesus, my businesses and ministry are blessed of the Lord, and I see the mighty hand of God upon it. So devil, keep off. I declare in the name of Jesus that I am blessed. I have plenty and more to put in store. I have plenty and more to give away by the blessing. I declare that I shall remember the Lord God, for he is the one that has given me the power to get wealth. I'm blessed and I'm a blessing. And through me, the generation is blessed. I decree and declare that I stand out in my generation through the force of the blessing. I decree and declare that whatsoever nation, town, city, or destiny is connected to me, I declare the blessing of God over that nation, the blessing of God over that city, the blessing of God over that destiny. In the name of Jesus, I receive the keys to those nations right now. I declare supernatural access and opening. I declare quick opportunities. In the name of Jesus, I will prosper in foreign lands, and my name, by the power of the Spirit, will go around the nations of the earth and bring in millions and millions of people to know our Lord Jesus Christ. I speak in the name of Jesus. I will not be silenced. I will not be quenched. The hand of God is upon me. And I declare prophetically in the name of Jesus that I've come into a season of a wild wind of testimonies. In the name of Jesus, the wind of testimonies has begun to blow in my family, in my career, in my business, in my ministry, in my relationship. The wind of testimony is blowing nonstop concerning every area of my life. I rejoice and I thank you, Lord, because it is done in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, just lift up your hands and begin to give God praise and just pray in the Spirit for 1 minute. Greda suzebeli gapranda kapotos ekrezuze beli kaprotesh keteligas kobronto ligrosonto beligres ketelige ekabaros kevelibro okoteli makoya berateluzek ektuj eligro okotondo ibratigra axondos keredia epandre kozuze eprogovileke minkros kotondo poron teligesun teligesunto eshedeliga bahai mengrosonto brediga aktos eligredi Just pray in the spirit. Just pray in the spirit. Build up your most holy faith. Just pray in the spirit. Ele brondo kovelis ekrozunde ketulie gretilie brondo koshita labahai rato kosusa beride ketulie bronkoto. That which you just confess right now, you are praying out the manifestation of it. Lira kozike tonde ligo porujili legre kezuze ekapo verika sundo romporo koskite ligaba rateligo pongroskite kete 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 ke lepo jeli katundo porunde kava ekasundo parake tundropi ekreko sundo shetili gaya rakaso lakropomba lekreko shoto lobongo lekatali kopondo kovali ikasote lika kobradi lakrokopre katila ekresikre ekobondo velidi liguzuzi iligiaku igiyigiyigiyaga leshedigato ekrekatile gaya perokoteli mosonto ligre kasuze berukotilia kapaya. The new members, everyone on this podcast, I decree in the name of Jesus, you are forbidden to be small. Le rakato luko porokoteliga suzeya eketolua poroketeliga ekerara koshondo lebada. You will fulfill your destiny. Elakaro perigriatoli ekreskala monto berogodile gezugedia kaba rekekekekeke esham. Andele bokoriali leronte 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 ekosontoba ikosontoba 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 lerakobaliko zogobarande we begin to attack every sickness, ela barakatelia kosuso ikatali moko poronto koto osa arthritis pain in the back migraine ala karokozilia paralysis ela koprokosuto any family member in ICU le rakatelia koporo akatelia ekekalia kotoba. Let there be a wild wind of healing ela kaparatile uruzute kete kaya kaporwa eshele koborontele kaya ikesonto barakatelia kopoya ikesonto le barakatelia eshele bokodo. There's somebody under the sound of my voice, you keep forgetting things ale karopoto when it matters ele kobarakatelia erakato pani gozuze ele kobarakatelia koporo koshente lizo supregetelia kapa. If you are the one, I wanted to indicate that le krekoso sotele in the name of Jesus, your memory is restored. Le kapara katelia koporio kosunto ligre kesusolia kapa. Any family member that is having a brain issue, la rakatelia koporokas idekaya, I stretch forth the hand of God to your direction right now. Ele karya kapaya, be completely made whole in the name of Jesus. Le rakatei lisukopiri livere kesika rekesunto beli le kaparwa katelia kayoto eseli porovela katali. Koporuakata, Ishele Kaboto, Ikesuntobaya, Ikesuntobaya, Ekosuntobaya, Ekosuntobaya. There's someone under the sound of my voice. You slept, and the past few days you've been feeling a huge pain in this region area of your body. That satanic attack, by the power of the Spirit, we rebuke it right now. We rebuke it right now. We declare that thing disappears from your body right now. In the name of Jesus, it disappears from your body right now. In the name of Jesus, parakatelia kapalwa. Somebody under the sound of my voice, please, when this happens, let's bring it out here in the wild winds of testimonies. Lekarakotolia parata. Today you are going to vomit something as though you've eaten something that has been long, a satanic attack in your body. But by the power, oh my God, lerakelia kobra atelesuse sheli proka akroskoria kaide potwa. Girake topelizo vai rekakasuto baya kaparwa lakateya eshilia koporoko telia keropoto karakate. That is what is causing that swell. But in the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I rebuke it right now. I rebuke it right now. I rebuke it right now. Devil, I seize your plant. I seize your plant. We uproot every planting of the enemy. We uproot it right now. We uproot it right now. We uproot it right now. In the name of Jesus, let that release occur right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Ela Rakaya tali soso perakatolia baya. You are free indeed. You are free indeed. You are free indeed. You are free indeed. Ala karoko porwa kesika le porunta. That pain in mama's leg that has not been able to make her walk very well. Recently, it just started to happen. She's not been able to walk very well. From today, pick up your bed and rise and walk. Walk in the name of Jesus. Walk properly. We attack that attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, problem disappears. Yes, problem disappears. Oh my God. Yes, problem disappears right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. Oh, sifarakotoli mahaya. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. Oh, baradalabando kososo. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Finally, I want to make a prophetic declaration. And I want you to dance. You'll rejoice the moment I make that prophetic declaration. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we'll do that. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to make the prophetic declaration, and you're going to dance prophetically. I want you to do it for at least a minute or five. I'm going to make a prophetic declaration of wild winds of opportunities have been blown in your direction. Wild winds of healing, wild winds of finances, wild winds of open doors, wild winds of breakthrough. The moment I say that, you're just going to begin to dance and be calling each by name. I've received a wild wind of healing. I've received the wild winds of breakthrough. I've received the wild winds of opportunities. I've received the wild winds of children. I've received the wild winds of visa. Whatever it is that you're believing for, I've received the wild winds of God making room for me. I've received the wild wind. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever it is that is in your heart, had wild wind to it. In the name, I've received the wild wind of laughter. You see what I'm saying? In the count of three, I'm going to make that prophetic declaration like an alarm in the spirit. And you're going to do just that. Are you ready? One, two, three. The wild winds of God, of testimonies, has been blown now in your direction. In the name of Jesus. Begin to declare that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I receive wild winds of grace, wild winds of opportunities, wild winds of favor, wild winds of open doors, wild winds of testimonies, wild wind of healings. Come on, give God praise and thank him. Just say it. Just declare it. Thank you, Lord. Rabaluzazi. What if I told you that as some of you are dancing, I can see some of you will be dancing. You just move from dancing naturally and begin to dance in the spirit. You will be on that spot for 30 minutes. You are dancing. Because I see angels being dispersed right now. As I made that declaration, angels just being dispersed everywhere, going to people's homes and moving by the help of the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. The attention of God is on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
We hope you were greatly blessed by today's message, because God still has so much he wants to share with you. So stay connected every week to experience uplifting and life-changing moments in his presence.